From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Mid-Hudson News reports that at least one local law enforcement official wants some police reform. Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinagra said he preferred to outsource a recent arrest to mental health professionals instead of police officers. Christine Dilberto was arrested twice last weekend after calling the police emergency number 9 times and Ulster County 911 4 times for non-emergency reasons. He said, and I quote, "Ms. Dilberto has issues that could benefit from treatment, but Ulster County does not have the services she needs. Ulster County needs a stabilization center modeled after the facility in Dutchess County so that individuals can get the treatment they need as opposed to incarceration," end quote. Instead, because she was intoxicated when she was arrested, Dilberto was taken to the Health Alliance of Hudson Valley's Broadway Campus Hospital for medical care. She was issued a police appearance ticket for the Village of Saugerties Justice Court at 6 p.m. September 14th. And you can read more about this story at the Mid-Hudson News website. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane School Board met in person and via Zoom September 1st. As his first order of business, Board President Matthew Nelson announced that board member Jessica Berner has submitted her letter of resignation. Community members are invited to apply for the position, and the vacancy will be filled at the board's October meeting. The person chosen will serve until May 2021. Officials promised to later release more information about how to apply for the seat. Also, District Business Manager Michael Brennan shared a video presentation by Questar 3 BOCES reminding districts the governor had warned of a 20% cut in state aid if the federal government failed to come through with additional relief to states. According to the Questar 3 video, the state began withholding that aid in July, meaning that districts in Rensselaer, Columbia, and Greene counties would cumulatively lose in excess of $80 million. Brennan said there is much unknown about the cuts, but he did say the district receives about $15 million overall in state aid. If the state withheld the aid, the cut would total $3.1 million. Brennan said the district has healthy reserves. The intention is to first look to allocating the reserves to fill the gap and then making cuts to non-COVID-19 related supplies. The board also received an update on the district construction projects from Turner Construction and CS Arch. Work at the middle and high schools continues with temporary classrooms in place at the middle school. Dan Woodside from CS Arch said a public hearing on the planned installation of solar panels at the Ichabod Crane Schools will be held September 10th before the Kinderhook Planning Board. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. K-12 students enrolled in the Hudson School District will receive Chromebooks to accommodate remote learning. Chromebooks are laptops and 2-in-1s that run on Google Chrome operating system. In the past, high school students received the devices to take home, and those in grades K-9 shared the laptops in the classroom. The change was necessitated by the district's adoption of a hybrid in-person and remote learning model for the 2020-21 school year. The sharing of all electronic devices is considered unsafe due to worry over the potential spread of COVID-19. Hudson's Assistant Superintendent for School Improvement, April Prestipino, said, and I quote, "Our IT department has done an amazing job having everything ready for the families, so whether they have an immediate need now or if the need arises later, we will have the technology available to support our students," end quote. She said the adopted hybrid model features in-person instruction every day, except Wednesdays, when the school will undergo a deep cleaning. While some younger students use district laptops at home for remote learning in the spring, this will be the first time elementary and middle school students will be permitted to take the laptops to and from school. K-2 students will be limited to using their devices in school for now. Prestipino said K-2 students will be limited to using their devices in school for now. The district expects several hundred more devices to be delivered in the coming weeks. The program will be assessed as the year progresses. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bobby Welber is reporting for the Hudson Valley Post. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is warning that an alarming number of deer are dying in the Hudson Valley. The DEC confirmed September 4th that several white-tailed deer in the towns of Nelsonville and Cold Spring in Putnam County, as well as near Goshen, Orange County, died after contracting epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD. EHD is viral and more commonly found in white-tailed deer. It is transmitted by biting midges known as noceums, or gnats that breed and live in small pools of standing water. EHD is not transmitted to humans. Once infected with EHD, the deer usually dies within 36 hours, according to the DEC. The disease is not transmitted from deer to deer or from deer to humans. The cases in Putnam County were confirmed by the Animal Health Diagnostic Center at Cornell University. EHD symptoms include fever, hemorrhage in muscle or organs, swelling of the head, neck, tongue, and lips. A deer infected with EHD may appear lame or dehydrated. Infected deer will frequently seek out water source and many succumb near a water source. The DEC advises hunters to refrain from handling or eating meat from any deer that appears sick or acts strangely. The DEC will continue to monitor the situation. And you can read the full story in the Hudson Valley Post. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.